1027. Healthcare practitioners have told Hot 1027 News South Africa's ticking unemployment time bomb is wreaking havoc on mental health. With more than 8 million people without jobs, men and women who lost their livelihoods during or after the pandemic are also grappling with the loss of identity. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Counseling psychologist Monica Harrison says many of her patients are battling to survive.
The stresses mostly are from the post-COVID loss of jobs.
Lisa Vetten is a research associate at the Southern Center for Inequality Studies at Wits University. She says often there's a devastating loss of identity that goes with losing a job.
A loss of a sense of purpose. What is your meaning in life? Where do you fit in life? Under those circumstances, it also points to perhaps how we have made work so central to people's lives, and it has consumed so much of people's lives, that when it's threatened, it does leave these crises for people as to who am I when I am not working.
Shai Friedland is a clinical psychologist here in Joburg.
People lost jobs, they're trying to rebuild their lives, financially it hit them. So it's not that as soon as COVID ends, you know, mental health is back on track and we're okay. We need to continue that, and I think we do lag a little bit, I really do. And a lot of people struggle to speak out about mental health, so they struggle to talk about it.
Belinda Grunbaum is a social worker at the Family Life Centre. She's seeing the devastating effects up close.
People are definitely battling. I think financial instability is a big thing. People are struggling with jobs as well, loss of jobs, unemployment.
SADAG's Cassie Chambers says many of the over 2,500 calls coming into their hotline every day are from people who suddenly found themselves unemployed.
We have people who are in their 40s or 50s who've lost their jobs or their livelihoods or their business, and they're saying, how do I provide? How do I face the people around me? I just can't go on with these problems anymore.
And the pandemic was like a tsunami on the jobs front.
We know that finances always did play a role in how people coped, but with COVID, everyone was dealing with some kind of financial issues, even just the stress or pressure of, will I have a job? Or I have a job and now I have to work harder to keep my job because I'm grateful for it. Or now I'm the only one bringing money in.
Anyone wanting to reach out for mental health advice or referrals can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.